RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Go really electric with a plug-in hybrid from Kia.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Morning, Ireland, and lots of news this morning about that new and worrying COVID variant found in South Africa, and this variant having an impact on the sports news too. Here's Des with the latest.
Yeah, thanks, Anya. Certainly is Munster are in South Africa to play two games in the URC, and they're due to play the Bulls tomorrow and then play the Lions in Johannesburg the following weekend. And Munster are then due to come back and play in the Heineken Cup, play Wasps in Coventry. But with travel bans being imposed and South Africa last night being put on the UK red list, and it now looks like Europe is following suit on the back of the discovery of the new variant of COVID, we're expecting all games in the URC in South Africa to be called off. We're expecting a statement on that this morning. But of equal significance, in the Joburg Golf Open, 15 players have withdrawn this morning. I think they're virtually all British and Irish, but all four Irish players involved have withdrawn as well. Cormac Sharvin, Jonathan Caldwell, Niall Carney and Paul Dunne. And Paul Dunne joins us now live from South Africa. And Paul, thanks for joining us. I understand you're trying to get to the airport now.
Yeah, I'm just standing outside the hotel here waiting to get a lift to the airport. I was lucky, I got a flight out of here, so I think, you know, the flights are being snapped up every few seconds, so if you can get one, you're lucky at this stage.
Have some of your colleagues found it difficult to get flights out?
Well, I'm just not sure everyone's aware, like, because I went to bed early last night because I was up early this morning and didn't really look at my phone until I had 3 holes left to finish in my first round, and then when I came in, I turned my phone on and I had messages from everyone asking me if I was going to go to the airport or stay and play, and that's when I started looking into it. So I think a few people are on the course without kind of a real idea of what's going on, but some people are finding it hard. Yeah, I've heard people can't get a flight till Sunday evening, and the only flights available are kind of through Ethiopia, and I think that the stuff in Ethiopia, nobody fancies traveling through there either. So bit of a minefield at the minute.
Sure, and the consequences for guys who get a flight out as late as Sunday evening is they will then have to quarantine for 10 days if they go back to the UK.
Yeah, and I think the Scottish guys are in worse trouble because I know, according to them, from 4 a.m. tonight, they are put on the hotel quarantine list, so they can't get back in time. So I think they'll have to go to England before they go to Scotland, or I don't know. It's kind of changing every few minutes, so nobody's quite sure what's going on. So I think everyone just wants to get out of Africa as quick as we can.
And did the European Tour give you any advice on it, Paul?
No, they just said that they are still confident that the tournament bubbles are a safe place to be. Now, I think the problem they're going to have is that most of the staff are UK-based, and we're supposed to be here for 3 weeks, so like, I'm assuming the staff aren't going to want to stay for 3 weeks, because that means after quarantine they'll miss Christmas. So I'm sure there's a lot of kind of internal stuff going on between them. So, but we haven't got an update from them, but they've just said, like, if we wanted to withdraw, we can withdraw without fines and without penalties or anything like that. So,
okay,
it's kind of ever changing, I think.
Sure. And a final question, Paul. To your knowledge, has any player from the UK or Ireland chosen to stay and finish out the tournament?
There is some British players on the course. Now, whether they've decided, knowing the facts or not, I don't know. But they're on the course. They might have just, we were up at 4:30 this morning to restart at 6:30. So, you know, a lot of people, when they're that tired, they don't look at their phone. They just go ahead and play. So, I'm not sure everyone's aware of it. But, you know, some people might choose and stay, and they might spend the winter down in South Africa. Some players do that anyway to practice, but I don't know, is the honest answer.
Sure. And just to clarify, in your own case, am I right in thinking you're not coming back to Dublin, to Greystone?
No, I'm going back to Dubai. I'm based in Dubai this winter. Yeah. I'll be back for Christmas, but I know Dubai, when I looked at the flights on Skyscanner, they had a warning beside them that said entry may be prohibited, so it sounds like they're, you know, getting ready to kind of follow suit as well, so.
Okay, well, look, hopefully you get out of there safely, Paul, and thank you very much for taking the call. I appreciate it. It's very chaotic there. That's Irish professional golfer Paul Dunne amongst the four Irish golfers who have withdrawn from the South African, the Joburg Open in South Africa this morning, as confirmation of the new COVID variant there and the travel ban, which was introduced in the UK last night. So we're, as I say, we're expecting confirmation that Munster's games will be off, that all the games in the URC in South Africa for this weekend and next weekend will be called off officially, but no word of that yet. The URC games here, though, obviously will go ahead, and Connacht, no doubt, will have a big crowd tonight at the Sports Ground. They take on the Ospreys, and then tomorrow night we've the big game in Dublin when Leinster host Ulster at the RDS. Moving on to soccer, and the Republic of Ireland women's team were held to a 1-1 draw by Slovakia at Tallaght Stadium last night. The Irish team really didn't perform particularly well. They'd be disappointed. They're ranked higher than Slovakia. Slovakia went ahead early in the second half. Katie McCabe scored the equaliser in the 65th minute. But with Sweden beating Finland, we're still in with a chance of playoff spots, etc. It's early enough days. Ireland now play Georgia next week. After the game last night, Adrian Eames got the reaction of Katie McCabe.
Yeah, I think we're lucky not to have lost the game in the end. I think we showed great character to fight back and get the equaliser, and Louise Quinn done brilliantly to block their shot in the end. So, yeah, look, we're disappointed. We dropped points tonight, but still a lot of football to be played in this qualifying campaign, and we look to move on.
Does it feel like a setback, though, having done the hard part of going to Helsinki, beating Finland away from home, that you weren't able to back it up with a win here tonight despite your best efforts?
Yeah, I think, look, you have to give credit to Slovakia as well. They came at us and they played some good football tonight, but ultimately we need to be better, especially at home. This is our fortress, and yeah, we'll look to obviously take the positives we've played tonight, fix up the mistakes, and hopefully finish on a high on Tuesday.
That's a hugely important game now, George. Obviously, bottom of the group, you'll be expected to win that. So that carries with it, though, expectancy. That brings pressure, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think in all games in the World Cup qualifying campaign, there's pressure. There's pressure every time you put on this shirt. You're representing your country, so you want to win games as much as you can. So, yeah, look, Georgia will be no mugs. They've got some good little players in the team. So, yeah, we'll have a look at them, reassess this and move on to Tuesday.
That's Katie McCabe. Now, West Ham are through to the last 16 of the Europa League with a game to spare. They had a 2-0 victory at Rapid Vienna. Celtic, though, gone from the Europa League. They will qualify for the conference. They were leading 2-1 in the closing stages at Bayer Leverkusen, but lost 3-2. Rangers beat Slavia Prague. Leicester City had a 3-1 victory over Legia Warsaw, but the worst result of the night, undoubtedly, Tottenham's. They lost 2-1 to Slovenian Minnows Mura in the Europa Conference League. Now, ahead of Sunday's FAI Cup final, the big game here tonight sees Waterford play UCD at Richmond Park in the playoff for a place in next season's Premier Division. Waterford sacked their manager Mark Bitcham this week, but he told a British radio station yesterday his refusal to play the owner's son led to a deterioration in their relationship. Manchester United are close to appointing Ralf Rangnick as their interim manager on a 6-month contract. He's had a lot of experience in the Bundesliga and is credited with guiding RB Leipzig to their huge success in recent years. There was a great win for the Irish men's basketball team last night. They beat Cyprus in their Eurobasket qualifier in Nicosia. Jordan Blount top scored with 21 points as Ireland won by 81 points to 73. And finally, racing after Willie Mullins' treble at Thurles yesterday and ahead of a big weekend this weekend. The action today is at Dundalk Mary, and the first race is off at 4 o'clock.